This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, The Secret's Out. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We often keep secrets because we're terrified of what others might think, how they will judge us if they find out. Victoria Elder kept a secret for many years. She felt regret the moment she became a mother, and that feeling never went away. Eventually, she started writing about this, going public. She got lots of attention and support on social media. We caught up with her at her home in Lafayette, Louisiana.
19 years ago, I had a daughter, and I regret becoming her parent. She was beautiful and perfect, and I remember them putting her in my arms, and I'm looking down at her, my eyes staring back up to me so expectantly and so dependent, and realized, oh my God, what have I done? And I think that was the point where the regret started. I was not expected to go to college, even though that's what I wanted to do. My family had it all planned out for me. I was going to finish high school, find a suitable man, get married, and pop out babies. And that was so not what I saw for myself. I just thought I was the worst person in the world at this point. I had never heard anyone say that the moment that they saw their child, they realized that they'd made a mistake and wanted to run away. So I kept it to myself, and I did everything that I could to try to make this whole parenting thing work. I didn't want her to have the life that I had or something worse by not being loved by her mother. And I did absolutely love her, but I hated the job of being a parent. 2 years ago, I discovered a website called Quora. It's a question and answer site. One day, I came across a question asking what it was like to regret becoming a parent. When I saw the question, the first thing that went through my mind was, I'm not sure I really want to answer this question. And then I realized that someone out there was feeling the same way that I had felt, and they needed reassurance that they were normal, that you can do this. You can be a good parent, and you can triumph over this regret that you have. One of the biggest misunderstandings that I came across after the Quora article came out, and I shared it with family and friends, one of my aunts read the article and messaged me back later and said, "But you're a good mom." She couldn't understand how I could be a good mom and still hate being a parent. I got a lot of that.
That was Victoria Elder from Louisiana speaking about her regrets after becoming a mother. We spoke with her as she and her daughter Morgan were in the kitchen chopping vegetables for dinner. So how does Morgan feel about all of this?
I don't see it as taboo as everyone makes it out to be.
But Morgan says there's one thing she would change about her mom.
I'd give her thicker hair. Because my mom's always wanted thick hair.
She's absolutely right. She actually looks amazingly like I did at her age, but she got a better nose and she got much thicker hair.
Carrie Spivak produced this piece. Women like Victoria Elder are coming out, saying that motherhood isn't quite right for them, that they regret it. I've seen this issue pop up a lot recently in Facebook groups for moms, for example. But what do we really know about this? How common is it? Sociologist Robin Simon says regret in parenthood is really hard to study.
I don't think most parents would admit to that. I just recently conducted a community study of intensive parenting in a town in the Northeast. And these were long, in-depth interviews where, you know, I had the trust of the parents. You know, they were revealing lots of things. And at the end of the interview, I asked them, you know, do the stress or cost associated with parenthood, you know, does that outweigh, you know, the rewards of having kids? With the exception of one parent, none of these parents talked about that. They felt that the benefits of having kids certainly outweighed, you know, the cost as well as the stress.
So to say, I regret having children, it's even for me, it's just hard saying that out loud.
And I know.
And I do not. But it seems like that would be the ultimate rule that you just cannot break.
I think that the cultural norms are so strong in this regard. You'd be viewed as a deviant. The mother identity has been pretty central to women really throughout our nation's history, I would say, minimally since like the Victorian era. But I would say that parenthood continues to be the most primary identity for women. And I think it's also true for men, as a matter of fact. The parent identity is just so significant and salient.
What good do you think could come out of having a more open conversation about regret around parenthood?
I do think it's useful for parents to talk about the many stressors that are associated with having kids. In fact, I think it would be healthy for our society. I mean, we provide very few social supports, particularly in the, you know, the form of institutional supports for parents. So, you know, it's no wonder why, you know, parents are stressed out, you know, they report lower levels of mental health. They sometimes have more physical health problems than their non-parent counterparts. I think it's not about regret, it's about the failure of American society to provide much needed social supports to parents, particularly parents, working parents who have minor children.
Robin Simon is a sociology professor at Wake Forest University in North Carolina.